How will you get your team to play against everybody like they played in the first and the third last night? What tricks do you have up your sleeve for that?
So we would be then starting from a point of 82-0 is just the basis if we just play it right. Right? It's just not going to happen. Right? So there's going to be parts of every game. When you look at the block of teams that we're playing, we'll go back to the island straight through to when we leave home. The playoff teams. The one that's not won a Stanley, two Stanley Cups in the last few years. We've got the two Eastern Conference champions, St. Louis, last two Stanley Cup champions. There's going to be parts of that game where we don't have control of the game. So we want to minimize those parts and how we handle the parts that they are going. Because, you know, even in that second period, you go back and watch it, you know, you take the edges off. It weren't quite as, our first and thirds weren't quite as dominant. They had some chances. There was only a stretch of 4 or 5 minutes where they were really on us. But they were on us. So it's not all, these are the list of the five mistakes, and we just clear those up, we'll just go 82 and okay, now we've dealt with it. It doesn't work like that. We want to have as long a stretch as a hockey where we're on our toes and they're not bringing the game to us, but there are going to be stretches of that. We've had one game that we didn't like kind of start to finish, and in that, it's a one-goal game. So, but let's go back and I'll answer that again. Like, that's our goal. Right? How can we be on our toes for 60 minutes against those teams? That's what the regular season's all about, learning how to keep pushing. So we push pretty hard. You know, we're still in the early part of the season like a lot of teams, but that is our mindset in terms of how we do our video. We didn't kind of walk in today and say, hey, no problem there, straight through. We took a look at the parts of the game where we didn't have control and the things that we need to do better, so we addressed those.
What can you tell us about the absence of Drew Stafford?
Yeah, he's a player tomorrow.
Just maintenance then? Just a philosophical question. You didn't hard match against Stamkos. Just what went into the thinking? You used a variety of guys against him yesterday.
We really all used... So I'm general with these answers, right? Because what the game plan is an important part of the game. You know, who you're matching hard against. We have two lines that we're looking for. We got a feel after the first period how each of their two offensive lines were playing, and then the game takes over. So we got into a couple of runs where our shift length or the energy that we burn on a shift wouldn't allow me to get either Lowry or Lids out there. So Scheif went out there, and they have to play out there. And there was a shift at the end where Kopp's line was on for a little bit, did a really good job, right? So you don't get all your matchups all that you want. You try to work hard to have your two options out there. After the first, I think they saw a little bit more of Lowry, and I thought it was a good result for us. I thought they did a pretty good job on that line. Both Little and Lowry did a good job, and we gave Lowry that job a little bit more because I liked the way they were going.
Every team has great players. Zach Parise is a little bit different than Stamkos. What makes him hard to defend?
Well, he gets to the net at all. He really is a driver for not a big guy. He gets to the net an awful lot. Great hands in tight, and very, very competitive. He scores an awful lot of goals. Pucks drive into the net on him. Quick release. Just a real good pro.
Just based on the drills at the end, might be Hutchinson tomorrow, it looks like. What makes it a good
possibility?
What makes it a good start for him?
We're going to have the games coming up and the way our schedule shakes out. And based on Hutchie's number, you're going to see him soon.
A couple of your players said today they don't like three-on-three overtime. Does that surprise you? And are you going to try to change their mind?
No, the hockey players, and this is, I would think, true of the whole league, want to play 5-on-5, right? And second to that, they'll play 4-on-4. There's more of a team game concept. The idea that more goals will get scored to keep us away from the shootout is still preferred. I think I haven't heard their answers to you, but I'm gathering what they'd said. It's still better than the shootout, but we don't love it because it's closer to the freelance game, right? I'm pretty sure that's the way we all feel about it. Still take it. It's exciting. And the fans need to be entertained. When we play a pretty exciting game of hockey 5-on-5, there seems to be lots of chances right now for both teams. But I'd rather see a game end 3-on-3 than in a shootout, so we'll take it.
realize it was only the preseason, but do you expect there to be any spillover from your last meeting?
No, I mean, the vast majority of guys for our team that played in that game aren't here. And so the guys at home, I guarantee you, didn't watch it or feel too attached to it.
It's not true. Some of them did.
Some of them lied to you and said they did. I don't think either team really likes each other. It's a function of us being neck and neck with them in the standings and scratching and clawing and playing five times. So that'll be the story tomorrow.